Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/nuclear revenge. Now, today's first story of revenge is absolutely exceptional. When this poor Reddit user starts getting harassed on Reddit, getting doxxed, getting threats, getting overall just picked on and intimidated, she comes up with the most genius way to find out who her harasser is and then send all of the messages that she's been getting from this one person, all of the evidence pretty much, onto all the respective grad schools and universities that harasser is trying to apply to, pretty much ruining his life in the most genius way. It's incredible, seriously. Let's get straight into it. I stopped my intimidator from getting into graduate school. I'm a bisexual woman, and I discovered my sexuality by developing romantic feelings for a female LGBT professor. This was the first time in my life that I'd ever questioned my sexuality, and I genuinely admired her both personally and professionally. Anyway, we ended up falling out, and I was distraught over it, and I used to post about it a lot on my original Reddit account. Well, this one guy, a complete stranger who I had no prior interaction with, had been saving my posts for a 2-month period, and then used them to create a subreddit drama post accusing me of stalking this professor in her retirement, and he also made fun of my anxiety disorder in this post. Even after I deleted the posts, he retrieved them, clearly unconcerned about traumatizing a woman with an anxiety disorder. All he cared about, besides wanting to inflict suffering on a complete stranger, was gaining the attention and validation that he craved. And he got plenty of both. That post had thousands of upvotes and won the Best of Subreddit Drama Awards. And while he was posting about it, I was being harassed by hundreds of people, including him, and was doxxed and outed because of his post. It was even confirmed in real life that my faculty, admin, and legal counsel at my alma mater saw not only that post, but other personal posts that I had made regarding my sexuality, mental health, and they knew way too many details about my life in general. One of the worst parts for me, however, was that everyone believed his story and supported him when I tried calling him out for intimidating. A perfect example of how women are never believed, even by other women sometimes, when victimized by a male. Wrongdoing by a male is always downplayed, and they're often supported, while the woman is portrayed as playing the victim. This post was only the beginning of his harassment, however. He would not only follow me from subreddit to subreddit to taunt and provoke me, but he also created alt and fake accounts to harass me from, and followed me onto 2 more accounts. Now, I'm still uncomfortable at this point being on Reddit, but I feel compelled to share this. I eventually learned his identity, including saving selfies he shared of himself, and location, and contacted his then local police in the UK. His conduct violated their Protection from Harassment Act and Malicious Communications Act, but because of the international nature of the situation, they couldn't prosecute him. However, they informally warned him to stop harassing me, but he then used that police warning as a source of further harassment, bragging about having the police called on him over an SRD post, and he continued mocking my disabilities. This harassment continued for over a year. I also contacted attorneys in both the US and the UK to inquire about defamation suits, but I couldn't afford their fees, and this isn't the type of case that's usually taken on contingency or a conditional fee arrangement. So for a while, I didn't think I'd have any recourse, and the stress was affecting my health. However, knowing how much he shares about himself, I monitored his accounts, without using Reddit, hoping that he would share which graduate schools he applied to. He eventually shared the schools, even doxing one of his potential advisors, mentioning their full name online. So, I emailed the program director of each department, and the professor he mentioned, sharing not only the subreddit drama post, but screenshots of his harassment on his then main account, the harassment from his fake alt accounts, and the comment where he later revealed one of those accounts to be him, in case there could be any doubt that he was behind all this harassment, as well as the police correspondences, the screenshots of him bragging about having the police called on him, and harassment from his newer accounts, and the pics that identify him by. He didn't get in to any of these programs. I guess I can't say for sure whether it had anything to do with me, but it doesn't look good for one's application when a woman sends in over a year's worth of harassment, police correspondences, and proof of the person laughing at police warnings. This is, however, one way to make your application stand out. Now this guy can change his subreddit drama flair from unironically had the police called on me because of a subreddit drama post, to unironically was rejected from grad school because of a subreddit drama post. There should be some type of Reddit award for that. OP, I have to say, what you just done there and what I've just read is nothing short of unbelievable. Most people, and rightfully so, would be so terrified in this situation. They'd be scared. You know, the doxing, the threats, the harassment. It's not something you want to go through, is it? It must be a horrific experience. But for you to come out the other side and go, you know what? You're doing this to me. I'm going to go one step further and just ruin your life because I can. Like, you're doing these sort of things which are illegal. Yes, obviously, you know, from UK to USA, the laws are tough and it's international and it's on the internet and everything's, you know, a bit messed up and tough to kind of police because of those reasons. But I'm just going to send everything you've done to your prospective unis. Genius. So good. And just completely muds him out in the right way because, you know, you can't get away with that sort of stuff. It's legendary from OP to not go, you know, back into her shell and, you know, kind of say, oh, this is horrible what's happening to me and feel sorry for myself, but just go the extra mile and just ruin his life. Get that revenge that we all love to see. It's amazing stuff. Well done. Now moving on to our second story. Teacher makes false claim of me faking an injury, so my mum messes with her career. I, a 15-year-old female, have had a long and elaborate history with injuries, especially breaking my arm. Starting from literally the day I was born, my health has always been complicated. I have a few conditions, but none serious enough to impact my daily life as I know it. I do, though, have a very weak immune system and somewhat easy to break bones. On top of that, I am the definition of clumsy, and I'm also a huge idiot who gets herself into dangerous situations for fun. Yeah, probably not a great combination. Now, my mother, a 40-year-old, has obviously known me from birth, and knows just the extent of my weird bad luck and health issues. I've broken my arms, get this, a collective 13 times over my entire life, and almost every time I got injured or sick, it seems somebody had something to say about it. I don't know why, but teachers just love to say that students that get hurt often are attention-seeking fakers, and a lot of relationships with authority figures have been harmful because of this. I just want to like back up teachers here. Not all teachers say this. In fact, none of my teachers ever say this, and I don't think that's a common thing. I think it must just be, you know, OP getting unlucky here and getting teachers that have this weird mentality. Every time, though, it's the same. For some reason, a teacher doesn't believe me, they call me a liar in front of everyone, I get picked on for a while, and then I have to try and prove that I'm not faking. I could post so many stories about teachers doing this, but this is a story about the time my mum actually managed to get revenge. This all took place around 7th grade. I was 12 at the time, and I'd broken my wrist by climbing on top of something I wasn't supposed to, and then falling off like an idiot. My wrist was in a Velcro cast, since I'm very allergic to the regular cast material. They figured this out through many cases of trial and error. My teacher, let's call her Mrs. Tablets, since this took place while we were learning about Egyptian tablets, taught history, and our personalities clashed a bit. I'm more of a creative, adventurous, free thinker type, and she was very conservative, by the book and proper. We hadn't had any real issues before this, but we just didn't mesh well. She was absent one day and we had a sub in. Now I knew the sub as one of my teacher's friends and one of my bully's mums. I didn't like her, but I was still respectful in class and just tried to get my work done. She got me in trouble though for doodling on my paper once or twice, but other than that, everything was fine. Or so I thought. The next day, I went into class like usual. We were working on an assignment about Egypt and their tablets when Mrs. Tablet called me over to her desk. I went over, thinking she'd just get onto me for drawing on the back of my homework or something, only to get bombarded with a bunch of really weird questions. The interaction was something like this. So, OP, do you know why I've called you up here? No, Mom, I can't say that I do. How long have you had that cast? About a week now? Why? Well, do you really need it? Yes. Well, the substitute teacher told me she saw you take it off.
It's a cast. I couldn't even take it off. It would hurt.
So if I asked the class, they'd say you need that cast?
Well, yes.
And if I called your parents right now, they'd say the same thing?
Obviously, yes. They were the ones who took me to hospital.
And she actually did this in front of the whole class.
I was eventually dismissed and people looked at me weird for the rest of class. As I later learned, apparently the substitute had told Mrs. Tablet that I'd taken off my cast as soon as I left class. I didn't, by the way. And that I threw it in my locker. Like, ha ha ha, I'm getting away with doing less work. So basically, she pretended I was a bad guy in a crappy high school movie. I don't know why she said this, but it had my teacher convinced that I was a liar and a fake. Now look, I technically could remove my cast since it was Velcro, but that would have been extremely painful, and it's not like I could just walk around without it. I wasn't going to make a big deal about it at the time, but it turns out my teacher was serious about calling my parents. But she made the mistake of calling my mum. Now, me and my mother don't have the perfect relationship. She has anger issues, so we don't always get along well, but she loves me very much and doesn't let people like this mess with me if she can stop it. According to my mum, Mrs. Tablet called her all cocky and said things like, "Apparently, your daughter is wearing a cast. Did you know that?" And, well, we all know how dramatic teenage girls can be, especially unique kids like her. She apparently even threatened to have me suspended before my mum stopped her and tore her to shreds for talking about her child like that. I don't think I'm allowed to repeat what was said, but by the end, Mrs. Tablet had to retreat with her tail tucked between her legs. She started being even more cold to me after that day and started giving me unfair detentions for not sitting still and doodling on the side of my worksheets.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even then, outside of school, we went to the same art studio sometimes. Weird that someone who hates art so much likes to paint and poisoned the art director against me and got me put into a lower class. When my mum found out about this, she started the real revenge. My mum has never been a PTA mum. Now, the PTA in England is the Parent Teachers Association. She honestly can't stand most of the members, and their kids are chosen as favourites at my school and use this power to pick on others, including me and my friends. My mum, though, is, however, friends with a very lovely woman on the county school board, which has more power than the PTA. She told her friend everything that had happened and supplied all the doctor's notes needed to prove I needed my cast. Her friend managed to convince the rest of the board that Mrs. Tablet was discriminating against an impaired student, given her comments about me being slower at work and just wearing the cast to slack off, along with detentions related to me not sitting still when she knew I had nervous movements and slight ADHD. At the art studio, my mother pulled me from the classes. I took it upon myself to inform my fellow kids about why, and rumours spread quickly. Soon enough, kids were getting pulled left and right, and my art teacher was pulling at strings to try and get the situation under control. I actually think the studio went into temporary closure before reopening again. Anyway, this teacher was suspended for a week to go under investigation, and it turns out she treated a lot of the unique, as she put it, students in a similar way. She was verbally reprimanded by two different departments, and instead of getting her standard raise over the next 3 years, she'd only get half of that. Not only that, but she had to retake a course on how to properly treat students, and if she's ever caught to cross this line again, she'll lose tenure. She'll just be getting her bonus back at the start of next school year, and I'd just like to say that I hope she learned her lesson. Yeah, I hope so too, OP, because to be honest, like, I don't want to kind of deep it, but this woman genuinely seems like she has something against people that have disabilities. I don't know if I'm going too far with that, or maybe it's just like case by case basis, depending on whether or not she likes the kids, and it just so happens that OP has their wrists in a cast, their arm in a cast. But it feels like she's just picking on OP, not because of their character, but more perhaps because of, you know, the issues they have, you know, with the broken arm, ADHD, etc. I'm not sure. I might be jumping to conclusions there. Let me know if you agree down below, but it's an interesting one. But yeah, I guess the moral is, for this teacher anyway, don't try and mess with kids' parents when you're obviously lying to them and asking them ridiculous questions like, does your kid really need to have their arm in a cast? Obviously, what a stupid question. I don't really understand that. But anyway, I've now got a couple of my friends who work as teachers, are teachers in schools, and they always say that, you know, dealing with parents and parents' evenings are often some of the worst points about their job, just because parents are obviously very defensive over their kids. And yeah, in this situation, I think we've seen the epitome of that. Don't lie to the parent about their kid. They're obviously going to get defensive. It's just natural. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/nuclear revenge. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you want more revenge stories right away, I've left a couple of great ones on screen. Look, both of them are fantastic, but choose one immediately. No, pick one. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new video right here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.